In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there is a lot that happens in our lives that we don't notice. It's really a terrible tragedy how little we notice. How little we notice the grace of God in our lives. How little we notice the needs of others in our lives. How little we notice our own sins. We don't seem to have trouble noticing other people's sins. But there's so much that we do not notice. We have very little awareness of our surroundings. Now, some people are more aware than others. In fact, a holy person, or a person who's becoming holy, the more holy they are, the more they notice about themselves and about others. Not about others' sins so that they can judge them, but about others' needs. This world is a beautiful place, but also an ugly place. It is only really a type of things to come, because there's so much in this world that will not be in the heavenly world. The suffering, the sadness, the disbelief, the purposelessness in life. All those things, they will not be in the heavenly kingdom, but they're here and now. We have a parable about suffering and about the heavenly kingdom today, about Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man who does not have a name, by the way, but Lazarus does. And the rich man knew the name of Lazarus. It's a very important thing to understand when you read the parable or hear it. The rich man knew Lazarus. He knew his name. He never spoke to him, or probably rarely. He didn't help him. But Lazarus was at the gate of the rich man, and he saw him often. He might have stepped over him or had his slaves move him away when he would go in with his retinue to a fine dinner and fare sumptuously, as the parable says. The rich man knew Lazarus by name, which means he wasn't blind. He also must have seen his sores. He must have seen his pain. He must have seen the dogs gathered round licking his sores. And yet, it's clear that he never fed him, because Lazarus was desiring just to have the crumbs from the rich man's table. The rich man knew Lazarus. It's very important. There's a lot of Lazaruses in this world. Do you know them? It's very important to know them. Part of the Christian life, of the ascent to perfection, is to know those Lazaruses. Your life depends on it. Theirs too, sometimes. You must learn to be aware of the needs and the sufferings of others. Otherwise, you go through life self-satisfied and heedless and without purpose. Now, you might help people, perhaps by giving to this or giving to that. And that's important. And we collect every single Sunday for some need. And that's very important. We're teaching our children to give alms. Maybe in some cases we're teaching ourselves to give alms. And that's important. But it's really important to notice the needs of those who are around you, whether they be in your household, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your workplace, the person you see on the bus, everybody, to have an awareness. This awareness now must be cultivated, because we have an innate self-centeredness that the vast majority of us possess. So we think of ourselves before we think of others. That also is a trait that goes away as a person becomes closer to Christ. Our Lord only thought of others, never thought of himself. And so we should be gaining that perspective, that priority. You must notice everyone around you. Now, the rich man, when he was in hell, or in Hades, actually, when he was in Hades, he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to help me. He wanted a little bit of water just to cool his tongue so he could call out for Lazarus after his death, but it was too late then. And the rich man had been unaware all of his life, then he died. Let it not be so with us. You must cultivate awareness. Now, the parable gives us some ideas about how to cultivate this awareness. The first one is what I've been talking to you about, is that the rich man knew Lazarus' name, but he didn't notice his problems. Or he didn't notice his problems so that he cared enough about them. You make sure that you're not that man. You make sure that you notice the needs of your brothers and sisters. Now, the first thing that you should do when you notice the needs of your brothers and sisters is to pray for them. Do you do this? Do you have a book? Do you have a note cards? Do you have a little composition book? Or keep it on the computer like I do? Do you have the names of people to pray for? Do you know everyone in the church? Do you pray for them? Do you pray for everyone in your family? If you notice that someone is going through some sort of difficulty at work, do you pray for that person? Do you remember them? That you must do. This will help you to become more aware of other things. That's just the beginning. That's just ABCs. I mean, we're trying to write a novel now, and this is just the ABCs. Just to pray for those that have needs. Including, by the way, the difficult ones and the ones that get on your nerves and the ones that are not fair and the ones that are dishonest and the ones that take advantage of you. So learn to pray for people. If you're not keeping some sort of notebook or some system to pray for people, you're making a big mistake. You're not taking advantage of something that is necessary for you to learn about love. Because we learn about love by loving, by emulating our Lord Jesus Christ, and by thinking of others. And since our Lord knows the needs of each and has told us that we must ask in order to receive, we are bound, we are required to pray for others. So if you're not doing that now, write some names down. With technology, there's really no excuse. The things change so quickly. People get added to the parish, or I see someone who has some need. I mean, when I went to New York, I came up with another dozen people to pray for. Many of them I'll never see again. And then I just met in chance encounters in the railroad stations. But with technology, you can now have things very easy on your phone, on your computer, printed out. There's no reason not to do it, except laziness and lack of awareness. So make sure you do that. Now, another thing that the parable gives you to teach you to be aware is the scriptures. When the rich man went through his suffering, he became aware. He knew that he had wasted his life. Now, he wasn't completely hard-hearted. He loved his family, but of course sinners love their families, right? That's what the Lord says. Sinners love those who are close to them who love them. But the rich man had brothers, and he knew his brothers were living the same way he had lived. So he begged Abraham to send Lazarus to tell them. And what did Abraham say? He said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. That's the scriptures. You should be reading the scriptures for purpose. One of the best purposes is to become aware. Become aware of your sins. To become aware of the needs of others. To become aware of what you are not doing that you should be doing. Every day you should be reading the Scriptures. You should consider a day that you do not read the Scriptures with attention to be a lost day, to be a tragedy. There's a reason why I focus so often on the people of the Gergesenes. It's one of my favorite scriptural stories. It's not a good story. It's a terrible story. But the reason I focus on it so often, and why I'm going to mention it now, is because it's about awareness. Our Lord visited his people. They were sinful people, keeping pigs. They shouldn't have been doing that. That was a sin against the Jewish law. And he delivered them from their sin. And they begged him to go because they were afraid and they didn't want to change the way they lived. And he had visited them and then he left. And they went on with their life. That happens to us, you know. The Lord visits us. He gives us an opportunity to show love for one of the brethren. And we miss it. And that opportunity passes, and our life goes on. But we missed that chance for grace. We'll have to answer for those times. Ignorance is not an excuse. We are supposed to become knowledgeable and to know the needs of our brothers and sisters. Like I said earlier, it starts with prayer. If you focus on praying for others, you'll start to think more about people and less about yourself. And be less self-centered. And be less irritated when things don't go your way. Because you'll be thinking of people that have things that are never going their way. And you won't be so irritated about your problems. And your heart will be open to hear about other people's problems. And to care for them. So you must be reading the Scriptures. If you're not, you're really starving to death if you're not reading the Scriptures with attention. I understand the Scriptures are difficult. I've been reading them for many years. There's passages that I don't understand at all. But there's always a moral lesson in them. And you can understand that because you have a heart. And the Scriptures speak to the heart. It's not an intellectual pursuit to read the Scriptures. It's a pursuit of trying to have God visit you so that you can then become more like him. So read the Scriptures and pray for others. It's interesting to see sometimes the connection between the gospel and the epistle for the day. Because sometimes on different years, there's different epistles that go with the gospel. And this epistle is not often read with this gospel. The one from Second Corinthians or First Corinthians? I don't remember. Second Corinthians. And where Paul is speaking of some various things. And then he says, "And lest I be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted beyond measure." Let your sufferings, let the difficulties that you have in your life keep you humble. But humility for a purpose. Humility so that you would know the love of God and reach out with the love of God to others. St. Paul certainly gave himself no rest. The things that he did in his short ministry of only a few decades are truly amazing. And he had some weakness of the flesh. We're not sure what it was. Some people think it was his eyes. But nevertheless, he was aware of his own weakness. But it wasn't something that he was upset about. Instead, it spurred him to humility. And that humility then opened his heart. God poured in grace. And he ministered to the brethren. So let your infirmities make you humble. Don't complain about them. Don't be jealous about other people having their things better than you do. And try very hard to be aware of others' needs. It's not something where you can turn on a light switch and all of a sudden you're aware. Okay? It happens from your character changing. If a person is self-centered in their character, they won't notice things. They could try to notice and they still will not notice. It is a process of your character changing, of you becoming a better person. Now, some of you notice things very well and some of you don't. Let your heart tell you. Let your heart accuse you of what you need accusation in. I'm not here to accuse you. But the human condition is such that we often are unaware of the needs of our brothers. And that is a great source of grace that we are missing, just like the people of the Gergesenes. The Lord came, visited them, they asked him to leave, and he left. And the Lord visits you with his brethren, with his beloved brethren, every day. And you miss them. And I miss them. This is not as it should be. So let this parable teach you something. Now, there's a lot of other things in the parable that are very important. The whole context of the parable helps really support the point that I'm speaking of. And so you have to know the parable. You have to be conversant in it. Until you've read it 100 times, you don't have any idea what it means. And then maybe by the time you've read it 1,000 times, then it truly soaks into your soul and really changes you. That's how much it takes. But let this parable teach you something today, that you're not aware enough of people's needs, and you have to do something about it. Now, there are practical things that you can be doing, and I think they're important. I do them myself, whether it means collecting food for the poor, visiting those in prison, writing to those in prison, responding to those who write to me questions and things. Those are some of the things I do. But every encounter you have with everybody is an opportunity for you to be a Christian or not, for you to be aware of their needs or to not be aware of their needs, for you to care or not to care. Now, I advise you to do things that are practical that will help you to give of yourself. There's all kinds of opportunities. You have to be creative, perhaps. You can find them. I guarantee you. I'm not very creative, and they seem to come upon me all the time. But the most important thing is not the doing of those things. It is the heart behind the doing of those things. Your heart will be changed in doing those things, but you also have to have a motivation that you're aware of your unawareness. You're aware that you miss a lot of stuff and beg God to reveal these things to you. And if you do, then God will help you. You will become more aware. And I'll tell you what's going to happen to you if you care more for other people. The things that bother you about your life, they won't be so important anymore. The unhappiness that you have, or the depression, or the despondency, or the irritation, or any other things that you're going through, those things will go down. Now, I'm not saying that your life will be easy. No. Caring for people is not easy. Not at all. It's hard. But there will be a sense of peace in your heart that you didn't have before. And there'll be more quiet in your heart. You try it. Now, you can't go try it tomorrow and say it worked or didn't. This is over the long term of changing your character. And after all, that's what Christianity is supposed to do. It's supposed to change your character. Change who you are to become like Christ. So, brothers and sisters, may God help you to be aware of the needs of others. Remember the two things, the practical things that I've told you today. One is pray for others. Write them down. Make sure you pray for people every day. And number two, read the scriptures with intent. Start with the Gospels. May God bless you and help you in all things. Amen.